Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 10th. The grains closed sharply higher, with December corn up 15 cents at 698 and a quarter, December wheat up 57 and three quarter cents at 938, and November beans up 7 cents at 1374. The wheat was the big winner out here today, with Russia sending those 75 missiles into Ukraine, 41 of which were intercepted by Ukraine, but still 34 got through. A major escalation in the war between Ukraine and Russia. That has people thinking that the Russians certainly won't sign another export deal with Ukraine, and that led to the higher prices here, particularly in corn and wheat. Offsetting it somewhat, the dollar closed up 39 ticks here, over 113 at 113.09. It's only about a penny away from making a new contract high close. The crude oil finished down about $1.51 a barrel on the day. So there was mixed prices out here. The Dow Jones was 150 lower. It was 50 to 100 higher. Back lower, back higher right now with an hour to go, less than that, 45 minutes to go. It's down 34 points. The bonds made a new contract low. And low close here today. That tells me that interest rates are certainly moving higher. This put the 10 and the 30-year notes, or excuse me, the 10 and 30-year bonds, right up against 4%. So one's going to think we're going to push 5% sometime by the end of the year. Obviously, higher interest rates, higher inflation, even though the crude oil was down $1.51 a barrel here today, I don't think anybody in their right mind doesn't think that there's a recession coming at some point. A recession would not be good for the grain markets out here. But obviously, you know, the world is worried what Putin's going to do. You back a madman up into a corner, and he's liable to do anything. Maybe there was a little relief that he didn't do something nuclear already. But if he does that, he is going to incur the wrath of the world. And, you know, yes, he can do it, but you know, at what cost? I hope he's not stupid enough to do it. I hope that there's people around him that will prevent that from happening. But who knows out here? And I think that's why the strong posture in the wheat, that we did finish about 12 cents off the highs. The beans finished 24 off their highs, only about two off the lows, penny and a half off the lows out here. The meal was higher, but the oil was lower. So a little bit of a mixed bag there. The corn closed about 8 cents off the highs. We took out $7, got up to 706 and a half. We closed under 7 bucks at 698 and a quarter. I'm guessing, unless there's some new announcements overnight with Russia and Ukraine, that we're going to be lower. There was also talk that one of the many railroad companies trying to get a new agreement has said that they're a no-go on this agreement. And the deal has been, if one said no, they were all going to say no. So now they're talking about a national rail strike sometime mid-November. I mean, it's just going to add to the export chaos that we're seeing. Some of the channels have been open in the Mississippi, but the river is at record lows out here, or haven't been this low since 1988. And it doesn't look like it's going to get a whole lot better until the end of the month. So between a possible rail strike, barges being caught in the Mississippi. You know, who expects to see good exports with the dollar up over 113 and all this other stuff going on? So, you know, I think the world has enough grain. Can we wait until we see the Argentinian crops and the Brazilian crops? That remains to be seen. We know Argentina is very dry. We know Brazil is in great shape, but we're certainly going to need a wheat crop out of Argentina if there's any problems in between Europe, between, you know, Ukraine and Russia out here. So it was an interesting day. I would guess we'd see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow, unless something else shakes somewhere in the world. If you have any questions, and by the way, we'll get crop progress tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll get inspections at 10 o'clock, and that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.